The infrastructure really works now. We all have broadband at home. You know, we can download video. It's not the World Wide Wait, as people used to say anymore. And that makes a profound difference for some of the companies. And not just broadband, which people normally point out as infrastructure that's available now, has made things much, much cheaper. But also, people who want to scale businesses, they just use some server farm somewhere. You know, all the infrastructure is pretty much on tap. So it seems to take a lot less money to start a business now. And to me, that's a profound difference from the first time around, where we, the venture capital industry, would invest huge amounts of money in people who are struggling to get their systems to work. And even then they didn't, frankly, which was part of the problem. Now, broadly, we see companies starting up with a tenth of the money, people starting up with £250,000 or so, who can get businesses rolling. They can build big communities and they can see growth in all sorts of dimensions. And now we come to the worrying part. Often those dimensions are not very tangible. They're communities and they're things which, where, you know, is that today's equivalent of eyeballs? And some of those things still need to be tested, but the growth rates for the companies are very impressive. So there's a maturity of infrastructure which allows people to create businesses rapidly and relatively cheaply. There's still a kind of a delightful immaturity of business model, and that's where some of the opportunity is, really. If those models were truly 100% baked, they probably wouldn't be disruptive enough.